The protagonists of these spaces that we now visit are not the saints, but the men and women working in this trade, who through their talent and patience have been able to create a product that over the course of about 150 years has been distributed worldwide. Are they artists? Are they craftsmen and women? Are they workers? In reality, they are a bit of everything, because the special characteristics of the saints' artisan industry, as it is often called, shows us how these labels are sometimes insufficient to truly define and describe the real world. The history of the Saints of Olot was born from the joint efforts of a few keen entrepreneurs with vision for the future and a class of artisan workers with excellent training and skilled in their work. From a family and paternalistic type of business which passed through periods of great agitation, where workers and employers often had their fair share of battles, the strikes and lockouts during the turbulent 20s, sometimes workers left and set up their own workshops, cooperatives arose, the saints were copied from other workshops, qualified workers were loaned from one company to another when necessary. They rivaled each other in a large market that, until the middle of the last century, was in constant expansion. The saints gave life to a lot. Before heading back upstairs, it is worth taking a look at that magnificent photograph that decorates the wall of the room. In the 1920s, the workers of El Arte Cristiano, covered in plaster and in perfect formation, painting the figures of the workshop while the camera takes a portrait of them. It is, however, a stage photo taken when King Alfonso XIII and Queen Victoria visited the workshop. They had to dress up from head to toe for the king. The visit takes us back to the ground floor, going up the stairs or by the lift to arrive to a place we haven't visited yet, the painting and decorating room.